KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly clear skies. 43 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today at a high of 57, winds northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 38, chance of showers and or thunderstorms, especially tomorrow afternoon with a high of 53. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, the CAM School Board held a regularly scheduled meeting Monday evening in Oneida. Shared CAM, Nottoway Valley Superintendent Paul Cron said he discussed the results of the Tuesday, November 2nd school elections.
We'll have Todd McKee back on the board. He served when I first came here, and then Kara Murphy will be new to the board. So I want to welcome those two on the board and then thank Gary Dinkla and Nick Kaufman for their many years of service to the district. I think they served, I'll say, more than a decade apiece on the school board. So they dedicated a lot of time to the district, the students, the staff, and the communities of the CAM district.
Todd McKee defeated Gary Dinkla for the CAM Director District at Large seat, 702 to 361 votes last Tuesday. And Kara Murphy had defeated Christopher Speaker, 674 to 509 votes. Charles Kinsey ran unopposed for the director north seat and received 941 votes. Paul Cron also talked about the $30 million bond referendum that was defeated by a vote of 825 no to 389 yes last Tuesday. The measure would have funded the construction, furnish, remodel, repair, improve, provide, and equip the existing South Elementary, Middle School building and Senior High building. The proposal also would have enhanced the sites, transitioned into a single elementary site in Messina, a single junior senior high site in Oneida, and enhanced athletic complexes and areas had they been approved. Paul Cron said the new board will have to think about how to move forward now in the district, but the issue with the facilities is still there.
The goal is always there to retain and attract quality staff, and obviously anything you can do in a school district in the state of Iowa to protect your general fund is a good thing. So, you know, we'll have some decisions to make moving forward, and some of those won't be easy, but I think, as anything, if you put kids first, you always make the right decision when you move forward that way.
He said there wasn't any particular reason that he knew of that stood out as to why district patrons failed to approve the referendum.
You know, some people think $30 million is a lot of money, which it is, but it's going to take a lot to do what we are asking to do. And one of the things, you know, they said is that you can't just not do something with our abilities. There's a need to do it. So we'll look at, you know, when we get the canvas of the votes back from the county supervisors here, we'll look at that. Maybe that'll give us some information, and then it'll probably take some more meetings and more conversations to figure out if this is something that is viable or something we can do, or we have to do some more educating of our community and making people understand what the needs are, and then we'll go from there. But I can't put my finger on any one thing or two things.
In other business, Paul Cron said the board approved the resignation of para-educator Becky Grubbs, and they hired a high school wrestling coach. Cron said the SIAC, or School Improvement Advisory Committee, reported to the board information pertaining to student achievement during Monday night's meeting.
Saw improvements in reading. Also know that we have some concerns in our math achievement and want to do things to support that and give that recommendation to the board as we move forward, that we're working on those things, and hopefully they have a goal of, you know, having 80% proficient in a couple of years, and we're right there real close with that 70. So if they make the gains that we think we can in the next couple of years, they'll be able to meet that goal, and that's a nice goal to have.
And the board accepted the goals presented. Mr. Cron said there are a lot of positive things that are going on in the CAM school district.
Congratulations to the football team. We have both the pep man going out and the chorus speaking, and we got selected to sing the national anthem tomorrow at the football game. So, you know, everybody that attends, we wish them safe travels. Want to congratulate Barry Bauer, the coaching staff, and the CAM football team for making it to the semifinals. It's a great time to be a part of the CAM school district and the excitement that comes along with being successful in the postseason. But more importantly, you know, how our kids carry themselves.
Part of the way the students carry themselves on and off the football field, he said, is due to Coach Bauer.
Coach Bauer, you know, he's a class act guy, and he teaches how young men to be great men later in life, and it's also they get the enjoyment of playing football while they're doing it, but he does a great job of teaching that character, and I really appreciate the way he goes about doing that.
Mr. Cron wished the CAM Cougars and the Audubon Wheelers the best of luck at state and safe travels. He said, I think it's kind of neat that the two schools 20 miles apart have to travel 3 hours to play a football game. It'll be a fun time and an exciting time. In other news and an update to our previous reports, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office Monday identified a woman who had been fatally shot Sunday morning in Eastern Council Bluffs as 83-year-old Bonnie Rankin. A man in the residence, 86-year-old Harvey Rankin, was found suffering from a gunshot wound. He was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center by Lewis Township Rescue. A Pott County deputy followed the ambulance to the hospital and placed a law enforcement hold on Harvey Rankin. The victims were found after deputies responded to a domestic disturbance incident in the 400 block of Timber Drive at around 7:45 a.m. Sunday. In a press release, officials said that they believe everyone involved in the incident is accounted for and there is no danger to the public. The investigation is ongoing. Sheriff's Office investigators will be working with the Pott County Attorney's Office regarding any criminal charges. That is a check of the news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.